Are you able to give us a little voice?
Of course I am. If I didn't, why would you be here? Except to enjoy the fabulous Disney treasure.
Welcome back to another episode of the DCL Duo podcast brought to you by My Path Unwinding Travel. Today's show is going to be an extra special one. This is not really a bonus show, but it's not really one of our regular recorded shows either. This show comes about because of the amazing opportunity that My Path Unwinding Travel gave to me when I get to go on a 3-night preview cruise of the Disney Treasure. On this voyage, there were special Disney guests that Disney had brought along for special appearances, autographs, interviews, and what have you. And if you were a member of the media, you got a special opportunity to interview these 4 individuals. So you're going to hear today snippets of each of my interviews of these 4 amazing all women who were brought on board by Disney Cruise Line on this Disney Treasure preview. This first interview is with Caitlin Robrock. She is a voice actress, and in particular, she is the voice of Minnie Mouse.
Caitlin, it's lovely to meet you.
I'm Sam.
DCL Duo podcast. How did you become the voice of Minnie?
It came through about 5 years ago as a traditional audition through my voiceover agency, because at the time it was very, very sudden that my predecessor, Rooster Taylor, passed away. So there was a couple of weeks while we kind of took the time to breathe and have those moments with her. And then when it went out, sometimes the show got to go on. I received it from my agent, and I worked on it for about a week, freaked out the whole time, made it everyone's problem, brought my roommates over and my best friend over just to listen over and over. And then when you do an audition, you submit it and forget it to see where it will go. And I knew it would be heard, but after that, who knows? And I got the first call back a couple weeks later, which went very well. There were a lot of pauses in between, and at that point, every actor is like, what are they talking about? Yeah. I guarantee you they're talking about their lunch order. And then after that, there were a couple days after where you just kind of wonder, is it going to happen today? You know, I've never been so anxious. And then the following week, I got the second call back. I'm like, okay, great. And it went fine. I thought I had a third call back, but it turned out to be the gig when I got there.
Oh, my goodness.
And I didn't know.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing about Minnie?
I like just the spunk she has. Or just like she has those moments of getting real sassy. Like,
yeah.
Not always, but when she does, kind of takes you aback. Because Daisy's the sassy one.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. But Minnie can surprise you sometimes.
Yeah. What's the most difficult thing about playing Minnie?
This is the media driven effect.
Well, some of these amazing songs really kind of push the pop element.
Yeah.
And I'll reach like regions of my voice. I didn't know I had before.
Yeah. Yeah, because you have to be an amazing singer in addition to being an amazing speaker and all of that.
You have to be able to kind of run that whole gamut.
Yeah.
When in doubt, sing on key. Sing on pitch, even if you're speaking it.
Yeah.
But some of these things have really challenged me, but I like that type of challenge because where can she go next?
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for bringing her to life. We love her.
Good.
I mean, she's amazing, and you are amazing.
Thank you at
voicing her.
Are you able to give us a little voice?
Of course I am. If I didn't, why would you be here? Except to enjoy the fabulous Disney treasure.
That's amazing.
Plug.
Thank you so much.
There you are. Thank you.
Oh, it's so wonderful to meet you.
Yes, of course. Thank you.
You're so amazing. Thank you.
What an amazing opportunity it was to interview Caitlin on the Disney Treasure. This next interview is with an iconic Disney legend, former Walt Disney engineer, Tanya McKnight Norris. Tanya is best known for creating Haunted Mansion's iconic purple wallpaper. It was such a treat to get to interview her on the Treasure. Let's give it a listen.
Hi, Ms. Norris. My name is Samantha Kenner. I'm one of the co-hosts of the DCL Duo podcast. We cover Disney Cruise Line and Adventures by Disney on our show. And of course, we're huge fans of the Haunted Mansion. We're huge fans of New Orleans Square in Disneyland. We are Disneyland regulars, annual pass holders, of course. And I'm so excited to meet you. For everyone who's watching, this is Tanya Norris. She's an Imagineer extraordinaire, helped design Disneyland's New Orleans Square and the Haunted Mansion, and is the brains and a lot of other things, and the brains behind the wallpaper at the Haunted Mansion. Is that right?
Yes. Well, I Googled it and it materialized.
It materialized. I love that. Tell us, what was what do you like most about the Haunted Mansion, the ride, the parlor? What's your sort of your favorite things?
The thing that's disappeared, the attic.
I love that. It is.
The original attic was really all the junk from an attic.
Wow.
It, I think cost me $200, cost Disney $200 to buy everything. And that's what the attic was. It was all stuff from somebody's attic.
That is so cool. Now, were you involved in doing some of the tricks or
No, that was totally a different department.
Different department.
I was just interiors.
Okay, so all the design work for the walls, the
things
floors,
like that,
things like that. Amazing.
Carpeting, wallpapers, that type of thing, junk.
Yeah. How do you think that Disney Cruise Line has done in bringing Haunted Mansion onto the Disney Treasure?
They've done a sensational job.
Yeah.
Really have. It was very emotional for me yesterday when I went in there. I was really, I thought they'd done it. I think, maybe I shouldn't say that, but I think they really did their better job than they have in many other areas where they've tried to replicate things.
Sure, that's
because
hard to do.
Because they really got the essence of the Haunted Mansion in that small room.
Absolutely, absolutely. What's your favorite thing about the Haunted Mansion parlor on board the ship?
Oh, the wallpaper.
The wallpaper, of course. It has to be the wallpaper. That's my favorite thing also.
No, I think it's extremely well done.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the special effects are marvelous.
Yeah. What do you think Walt would think of the Haunted Mansion parlor? Do you think he would have ever imagined a Haunted Mansion parlor on a cruise liner or an ocean liner? I would say that's what they called them.
I think that Walt would have been totally amazed how Disney has grown, never mind having ships.
Yeah.
He would have embraced so much of it because he loved travel.
Yeah.
He loved transportation.
Yeah.
So I think he would be very, very happy with it, and but still quite amazed.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you so much. It's so lovely to meet you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for being here. I'm so excited that Disney brought you here to
Me
be
too.
On this amazing cruise, this amazing preview voyage. And we appreciate it. I mean, you're a pioneer for women in the industry.
You're the second person who said that today, and I don't look at it that way. We had a lot of women at WED.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of women at Disney.
Yeah.
And I don't think of myself as a pioneer in that way at all.
Yeah.
Because there were lots of women. This is something that many people have said, actually, and two immediately today. And I have to say, it just wasn't so in my mind,
mm-hmm.
that there was there were no restrictions on our jobs. There
mm-hmm.
was no... there was no feelings of, we were women. And, I think the only thing, you can't prove it, was we may not have got enough as much money. But at that time, back in the 60s when I was there, it was automatically the men got more because they were the homeowners.
Oh, interesting.
They were the family. They were providing for a family.
Right.
Whereas the women were not.
Oh, very interesting. Well, I know you don't think of yourself as a pioneer. And maybe in Disney was special in that way because the Walt Disney Company had so many women.
Right.
Other companies, I feel like, didn't back then have that same level of opportunity for women. But we very much appreciate it. And just thank you for being here.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Go out and spread the magic.
We will. Absolutely. Thank you.
What an amazing trailblazer. I hope that was a great one, especially for all you Parks fans. Next, if you are like me and grew up in the golden age of Disney, let's face it, that was the 1990s, you're going to love this next interview. Linda Larkin is my next guest. She is an actress and a Disney legend. She was the speaking voice of Jasmine in Disney's Aladdin. Take a listen.
Linda, it's so lovely to meet you. My name is Samantha Kenner. I'm the co-host of the DCL Duo podcast. We cover Disney Cruise Line. We cover Adventures by Disney, all of the things in the Disney Signature portfolio. And I love that you are here with us on the ship. Linda is the voice of Jasmine.
Yes.
And she is super talented, obviously has a beautiful voice, singing voice and speaking
so,
voice.
So Samantha, you're meeting me for the first time, so you don't know necessarily, but I was the original speaking voice.
Oh, speaking
of Jasmine.
Voice. Okay.
When I first was cast as Jasmine, she had no song.
Oh, she had no song.
No song.
Oh my goodness, that's
so
right.
I didn't even know that she was going to be like a big deal,
yeah,
because she was kind of a secondary character in the story about Aladdin.
Yeah.
And then when they added a song, they asked me if I could sing, and I was like, not like that. I mean, maybe Happy Birthday or something,
yeah,
but not like that. So for the first time in Disney history, they got a singing voice and a speaking voice and put them together to create the voice of this character.
How amazing is that?
So Leia Salonga, the wonderful Leia Salonga, sings A Whole New World with Brad Kane.
Wonderful.
And Scott Wanger and I
did the speaking voices. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing about playing Jasmine?
Oh my gosh. I think that she's a really empowering character to play. Mm-hmm. So the feeling that it evokes in me when I get to channel Jasmine.
Love that.
Is a very confident and just empowered version of myself.
Absolutely.
And I really love that.
Yeah. What's the hardest thing about playing a character like Jasmine?
Oh my gosh. You know, I think you always want to be really true to the spirit of the character, mm-hmm, and find those places where the character is maybe more courageous than Linda is. For example, this is my first cruise. Jasmine would have been on a cruise already. And I am having the most incredible adventure, but it took me a while to do this. Jasmine would have already done it. So
absolutely.
Being true to who she is, I think that that's where the challenge is, mm-hmm, finding that character.
Love that. Now, we are in the grand hall of the beautiful Disney Treasure. Of course, it's inspired by Aladdin.
Yes.
And we have this amazing atrium statue behind us. But what's your favorite thing about the Disney Treasure now that you've been on for a few days?
Well,
this is pretty great.
My favorite thing. And this was the first thing I saw when I walked onto the ship.
Yep.
There have been everywhere on the ship, there are hidden pieces of art, you know, references to the film. Mm-hmm. It's been such a treat to experience the film and for me to re-experience it.
I love that.
Through all of these nods to the story.
Yep.
It's just that the art, the live theater.
Oh my goodness.
Has been so incredible.
Oh, wait till you see Beauty and the Beast tonight.
I'm so excited.
I have seen it on the Dream. I haven't seen it on this ship yet.
My gosh.
But it, I mean, I don't know what show is better. Like, Moana just knocked it out of the park last night.
I know.
And so
I loved
Beauty and the Beast tonight is going to be incredible. I can't wait.
I can't wait, too. I'll see you there.
All right.
I will be there.
All right. Well, we'll see you there.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Linda. It's been lovely speaking with you. I really
nice
appreciate
to meet
it.
You too.
Yeah. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks.
Can you tell that I was kind of fangirling out interviewing Jasmine from the original Aladdin? I just wish I had asked her what it was like to work with the incredible talent of Robin Williams. Well, let's head to the next interview. My next guest is Stacia Martin. She is a Disney artist, a Disney author, and a Disney historian. She's very involved in the Disney archives, and she is an amazing artist. And as you can tell from my chatting with her, she was drawing the entire time that we were speaking. At times, she barely looked down at her hands as she was creating this incredible piece of artwork that I got to take home to our son, Nathan. Let's hear what she had to say.
Now, while we chat, I do need to draw you something because, of course, what is a good visit without a souvenir, right?
Oh, I would love that.
So who's your favorite?
Who's my favorite? How about I give you my husband's favorite?
Oh.
Because I would love to be able to bring him a gift.
Did he get to come on the cruise?
He did not get to come on the cruise.
Okay, he needs a consolation prize.
Yes. He loves Remy from Ratatouille.
Who is actually not a Disney character. He's from Pixar. And being a Disney artist, I work exclusively with Disney characters.
Okay.
So they're like cousins.
Okay.
We love them,
fair.
But it's not my house.
How about my son's favorite then, Pluto?
Pluto, definitely ours.
Definitely Pluto. Yes. I love it.
Even when he's been chasing chipmunks and ruining the Christmas tree, he's definitely ours.
I love that. Stacia, I'm so glad that you're here. This is an amazing thing to be able to experience the beautiful Disney treasure. It's, of course, Preview Cruise. The Maiden Voyage is next week. I will be on for the Maiden Voyage.
Oh, wonderful.
I host a Disney Cruise Line focused podcast called the DCL Duo Podcast with my husband. And we are Disney enthusiasts and cruising enthusiasts. So what better marriage than Disney Cruise Line?
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Now, is this your first cruise?
No, I've now been on all six of our ships.
You have.
Yes, I have.
I love that.
And I have, 17 cruises, I think, that
wow.
I've been on.
Wow. Oh, you're a platinum
fantastic.
Cruiser.
Fantastic. Yes. And, you know, I had never cruised before. I was on my first Disney cruise, and that was 2005 when Disneyland had its 50th anniversary. I should say I'm based out of Disneyland in California.
Yep.
And so these were West Coast cruises. And I was asked to substitute for a friend of mine who was going to be speaking, because I do a lot of presentations on Disney history or drawing or, you know, different things I do. So I was asked to sub last minute. And I said, well, this sounds fun, and I'll see what cruising is like. I don't know. You know, will I be playing shuffleboard? Will I be staring at the water? I don't
know. Will you be doing bingo?
Yes. No. But I was absolutely enthralled from the get-go, and I have yet to play shuffleboard, but I do stare at the water, but it's generally because I'm too weak from exhaustion and perhaps a tiny bit of buffet stupor, you know, to move too much.
Yeah.
But it is just marvelous. But, you know, all kidding aside, as somebody who has been with the company a while, in this last June, I celebrated my 46th anniversary
with
the company.
Wow.
But it is such a joy to see Walt's tenets of quality, of entertainment, of visual engagement, of story and content being put forward in this marvelous new way.
Absolutely.
And you can trace filmmaking straight to experiential entertainment built like a film, because his film people are the people who built his parks with him.
Right.
And then going into the resorts and the kind of residential staying, all the way up to now the ships, which are more immersive even than the hotels, you know. And it's just such a privilege to be part of seeing this carrying on something which is so elemental to all things Disney.
Now, obviously, Walt was a huge, I mean, you're a historian, so you know Walt was a huge fan of all means of transportation, trains, boats, of course, ocean liners, the one we're on. Do you think he ever could have or would have imagined that the Disney company would own ships that sail across, you know, continents and, I mean, all around the world?
Well, if he were here, I'm sure he'd be very pleased, and he'd have a whole team of people working on blueprints for more good things to do here. But at the time, you know, Walt Disney World was a huge question mark of, will this work? He had all these plans for his first envisionment of Epcot and the transportation, the civic centers and urban planning and futurism. So he was so busy with that I don't think he would have felt it was out of line to think of, well, urban planning within an urban center to have transportation. The next step is to have intercontinental linkage and things like that.
Yeah.
So I don't think it would have been too big a leap for him.
Yeah.
You know, he would have said, of course. And then, like I said, been right to work on it.
I would love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. Now, what's your favorite character within the Disney portfolio?
Well, that is like picking favorite relatives.
I don't know if I can do that.
But I will say, if you'll allow me a little indulgence of three, which
yes,
I think is
course.
Fair, since I know so many of them, you know, it's kind of like, well, to draw, since I draw, and by the way, here's Pluto.
Oh my goodness, look at Pluto. Pluto's amazing. That's so incredible.
Since
and you have like been doing this by muscle memory, by the way, like you've been talking, looking up and talking to me while still drawing.
Well, it's better when I
incredible.
Look at what I'm drawing. So
I don't know why. For me, it would be, but.
Well, but as someone who draws, my favorite characters to draw, just technically, are the adult ducks, Donald, Daisy, Uncle Scrooge, because they have a level of preposterousness about their physiques, which make it really fun to deal with, you know, rubber legs, webbed feet, mm-hmm. feathered cabooses, and things like that. And they really embody what Walt liked to call the plausible impossible. Because if Donald's walking down the street at the beginning of a film, and he's whistling, and he's on his way to Daisy's house, you're not thinking about that. You're waiting for something to happen.
Right.
You're not thinking, oh, my, ducks can't pucker their beaks. How did this occur? You know, but you're already buying into the plausible impossibility of it all. So that's why I like to deal with them.
Yeah.
Aesthetically, the characters from Sleeping Beauty are my favorites because I think it's the most single beautiful motion picture that has ever come out of the Disney studios. But personality-wise, the person I would most want to have lunch or, in this case, tea with would be Mary Poppins.
Oh, I love that.
So there you go.
I love that. Can I ask you, mm-hmm. which is your favorite of the Disney Cruise Line ships? Is that similarly a, you know, picking your favorite child situation?
It is very difficult. All of them are wonderful. I'm so privileged to say, yes, I have been on them all. I mean, the art here on the Treasure is just beyond parallel, and the theming, but each one has a little different theming. Mm-hmm. But as an historian and as someone who's been here for a long time, I must say my all-time favorite ship is the Magic, the first one. The one Roy E. and Patty Disney were the godparents of, you know, Walt's nephew. And without that ship, we would not be here today.
Yep.
So, you know, this glorious ship wouldn't have happened had it not been for the Magic.
Absolutely. It all started with the Magic.
That's right. But each ship is a treasure.
I love that. Thank you, Stacia.
Sure, we'll send Pluto home with you. Yeah. And guess what? He's already paper trained.
I love it.
Well, I hope all of you enjoyed listening to that as much as I enjoyed doing these impromptu interviews. I didn't even know I was going to have this opportunity until right before it happened. So my apologies if I seemed unprepared for a couple of these interviews. They were done totally off the cuff, but I had an amazing, amazing opportunity that I needed to take advantage of when I realized this was available on board. I want to thank all of my guests, all of my interviewees. I want to first thank Caitlin, then Tanya, then Linda, then Stacia. What amazing, amazing individuals, amazing trailblazing women to get to interview on the beautiful Disney Treasure. I hope you all really enjoyed the show. One last thank you to my Path Unwinding Travel. Without them, I would not have had this opportunity. And to all of you out there, we hope to see you on the high seas real soon.
Well, thanks to everyone out there for listening this week. We really, really appreciate it. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you can keep getting great content from us every week. In fact, twice a week we publish shows. So be sure to hit the subscribe button to get all of those great episodes. And if you want to watch us live, we have a live show now every week, Monday nights, 5:30 p.m. Pacific, 8:30 p.m. Eastern over on youtube.com/DCLduo. So be sure to head over and check that out. If you want to help support the show, be sure to hit those 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. And if you leave us a written review, a 5-star written review, we will read it at the top of one of our main episodes. So please head over there and hit those 5 stars. Of course, you can also help support the show by supporting our fabulous show sponsor, My Path Unwinding Travel. If you want to book your next Disney vacation, head over to mypathunwinding.com/DCLduo or email them at dclduo@mypathunwinding.com so they know we sent you their way. If you've got questions or you'd like to connect with us, the best way to do that is to head over to dclduo.com. It's got links to all of our things, full catalog of the podcast episodes, including a searchable catalog for the podcast, links off to our vlog, a link to our Etsy store where we sell some fun fan-inspired magnets, link to our Patreon if you'd like to help directly support the show each and every month. Just head over to the website or patreon.com/DCLduo. Also has a way for you to sign up for our Substack newsletter that we're hoping to start really pumping out monthly here at least, and a few blog articles that we've written. So dclduo.com is the best way to connect with us. You can also, of course, email us at info@dclduo.com or reach out to us on our voicemail line at 402-413-5590. That's 402-413-5590. The DCL Duo podcast is not affiliated with Disney Cruise Line, the Disney Company, or the Disney family of theme parks. The views expressed on the show are solely those of the individuals on the podcast and in no way reflect the views of the Disney Company or Disney Cruise Line. If you have questions about a Disney cruise or a Disney vacation, please contact the great folks over at My Path Unwinding Travel or Disney directly or your own travel agent. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time for another fabulous adventure with the DCL Duo. Good night.